Good morning, Gdansk.
Good morning, Gdansk. It is 11:05 and we are still here. Ewelina Potocka.
Chris Farman, dzień dobry, witamy. Piątek, piąteczek, piątunio. Chociaż nie za bardzo lubię to określenie, ale niech już będzie. Friday, niunio.
Do you know what? This is exactly why I love seeing you, Ewelina, because I know it's Friday. Every time we see each other, it's Friday.
Widzisz?
I know, yeah.
Jestem symbolem piątku, jak dobrze brzmi.
You're probably the best symbol for me ever. Possible, like really.
Cieszę się, że zostałam symbolem
nagle
okrzyknięta. Lepszy Friday than Monday.
Yeah, then.
Bo gdybyś przychodził, mówił, kurczę, znowu ją widzę, powiedział.
It's okay. Monday to Thursday, we don't see each other. It's okay. I get Sunday is my little break away from you, but Friday, Saturday.
Tak, niedzielę. Dwa dni. Yeah. Ale było ciężko. Ale potem od poniedziałku znowu tęsknotka się włącza.
Now we do have lots coming up today. Of course, Oktoberfest starts tomorrow, so of course check that out. It's a two-week festival. Definitely check this out. It doesn't even start in October. Who knew? I didn't. Not until this morning.
No, właśnie, ty nie wiedziałeś.
Yeah, I had no idea. Yes, it starts tomorrow, mainly in Germany, but of course in some other countries around the world as well. Today we do have a little competition for you coming up. We have two concert tickets to give away.
Będzie bardzo rockowy koncert.
Tuesday.
Już
Tuesday,
niebawem.
Indeed. You have to be free. Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. It's happening in Gdynia.
Ale...
We're not telling you anything more yet.
No nie.
Don't worry. They have to research it to find out.
No dobrze. Będziemy mieli dla was bilety do wygrania na koncert, tak jak Chris zapowiedział w Gdyni. Więcej powiemy za moment. W każdym razie dziś będziemy chcieli z wami porozmawiać o uczuciach. Ale o uczuciach komputerowych poniekąd. XXI wiek i emotikony.
Emoticons. The famous emoticons. So things that we cannot live without anymore.
No właśnie.
They're in every single message. Every single message.
Buźka musi być.
If you
smiley.
Exactly. If you don't use them, what do people think when you don't use them? Oh, is there a problem?
Otóż to. Czy zatraciliśmy w sobie pewną taką umiejętność odczytywania z treści, emocji, uczuć? No, zobaczymy. Będziemy o tym dziś rozmawiać. 7-8 minut po 11.
We'll be right back. Good morning, Gdańsk. It is 10 past 11 and we are here now. That was a little clue to the competition. Indeed, Daft Punk was a little clue. Just a little clue.
Nie wiem, jaki clue. Trudno mi połączyć.
A little similar. Trochę.
Trochę?
Trochę. Tylko trochę.
No nie wiem, Krzysiu, wyjaśnij.
Ale, it is emoticons. Yes, the topic is emoticons. And Evelina, what I want you to do is to pick up your phone right next to you. Yes, right now.
Robię, czynię to.
Okay, go to your messages.
Do moich messagesów, dobrze.
Go to type a message. But now what I want you to do is put up your emoticon page.
Nie wiem, musisz prościej.
Yeah, so it should look something like this, the little emoticon page.
Dobrze,
yes?
Czekaj, dobrze, już, tak, oczywiście. Trudne zadanie mi dzisiaj dałeś, proszę bardzo, mam.
Okay,
otwarta
now,
strona z emotikonkami. W każdym smartfonie taka strona istnieje.
Your five emoticons going down the left side of your page are your most frequently used emoticons. What do you have? At the very top you have...
Oczywiście śmiejąca buźka, która płacze ze śmiechu.
Laughing face. Second...
Wiktoria, znak Wiktorii. A drugie to by się nadawało do Oktoberfestu.
Okay. Ciebie? So from that we can see what Evelina's text messages have been about.
A
recently.
Może zobaczymy twoje.
I would say mine are relatively normal. So
tak.
I have of course the Smieszne, the laughing one first.
Też z łzami, with tears?
With only one tear. Mm-hmm. One tear. Not so funny, but a little funny.
No właśnie, to jest taka subtelna różnica.
I like this guy. The guy that kind of looks up into the air, so he keeps a very straight face, but his eyeballs are going upwards, like, really? Really?
O, to twoja typowa, your yeah? typical face. Tak
yeah,
jest.
Pretty much. You know, when somebody thinks they're funny and it's like, really? Are you sure? And then the third one, I have the, what can I say, the hospital-looking guy, the sick guy, with the mask across his face.
Of course, i potrzebujesz wsparcia kobiecego, wiadomo.
I'm feeling a little bit sick right now. What is the cure for, I don't know, like sore throat, cold, blocked nose? What is the cure? I have no idea. I need a cure, people.
603-06-06-06, wsparcie dla Christophera, bardzo potrzebne. Ale jeżeli chodzi o emotikony, bo rozmawiamy dziś właśnie na ten temat, co się okazuje, 19 września 1982 roku, so it was 37 years ago.
I don't understand how that's even possible. Because I had the Nokia 32...
I didn't even tell you what happened.
Ah, sorry. Check out.
Do końca zdanie. No więc 37 lat temu, 19 września 82 roku, amerykański profesor Scott Fallman...
Is this a relative of mine?
No właśnie. Po raz pierwszy przedstawił emotikonę. So he first introduced the first emoticon.
What? So he basically did a smiley face?
Yes, he did this.
And he's famous for drawing two dots and a smiley mouth.
Wyobrażasz sobie? Tak.
Wow.
I do czego to doszło, tak? And you know, and today, you know, it started 37 years ago. And today, you just cannot imagine like a simple message without an emoticon.
But hold on a second. 37 years ago, how exactly was this emoticon sent? Because... Okay.
He was a professor, so he had access to computers.
Ah, right.
Także tak, to działało.
There we go.
Węszył spisek. Ale nasi kochani słuchacze, emotikony, czy wy używacie właśnie tych małych buziek, które nazywa się smileys również, prawda? Uśmiechnięta buźka jeszcze bardziej uśmiechnięta, taka ze skośnymi oczami, albo płacząca buźka ze śmiechu, albo tak jak Krzysia ulubiona, sick one.
But we do, we use these for everything and I love how your phone now prompts you. You write a word, for example, England,
właśnie,
it'll give you the flag.
Właśnie.
So you just use images.
Tak
and
jest.
I think for most people it's much easier to use an emoji than it is a word.
But this is the future, this is the reality, but this is the reality, okay,
of
yeah?
Course.
But is this the future? To jest pytanie. Czy to jest przyszłość, żeby definiować swoje życie, swoje emocje za pomocą emot i ikon? No właśnie.
Who knows?
Piszcie do nas koniecznie, 603-06-06-06, a w nagrodę mamy dla was...
Exactly, we have two tickets to Gdynia this Tuesday, and who are they to? I'm still not telling you, you're going to find out in this song right now. Let's go! We'll be right back.
Prosto z Australii.
Airborne, Live It Up. I don't know about you, but I was headbanging along to that. That's a little bit hardcore. Australian band, they will be in Gdynia this Tuesday. We have two tickets to give away to them if you're into that kind of music.
Fantastyczne hardrockowe granie. Można przyjechać się do Gdyni w Uchu. Wystąpi Airborne już we wtorek.
7 p.m. on Tuesday. Definitely a place to be. Even if you don't like that kind of music, it's just about the atmosphere.
Ale to jest fantastyczna muzyka. Jakże cię pobudza energetycznie. Prawda?
I don't know if everybody's going to fix the same, but yes, very similar to AC/DC, of course.
Oh. Okay.
Now, of course, the best emoticon. Do you know what? I was looking through the other day, and of course, Google, Android, Apple have all introduced new emoticons recently. Yes, they introduced some disability emoticons. For example, like the blind man. And the wheelchair, the bionic arms. Like, really? They've gone a little bit overboard with the emoticons.
Tak.
And now, the one thing that I truly hate is searching for the right emoticon. You know when you're writing a message and you think, oh, you know what? This emoticon would be amazing right now. And you're trying to search. You have to search through, what, about 300 emoticons to find the one that you want. It's quite difficult.
No właśnie, próbuję znaleźć 300 emoticon, to chyba nawet jest nieprawda, ponieważ dziś natknęłam się przed chwilą na informację, że over 800 emoticons, there are like in general.
Yes.
Tak jest. So, naprawdę, no emocje, yeah. No mają wyrażać emocje, stany różnorakie, sytuacje, w jakich ty się znajdujesz, tak chory Krzyś Farman ma też swoją osobistą emotikonkę, także tego jest naprawdę mnóstwo, wydaje się, że 800 to i tak za mało.
But however, sometimes I'm searching and there's one that I'm looking
sometimes
for.
Sometimes I am searching,
there's one I'm looking for and it's not there. And I think, really? Like this is one emoticon which should be guaranteed to be here. You know, sometimes when you're looking, it's like, no way, there's not. I have to use a GIF instead.
No właśnie, i spójrz na tę sytuację, tak? Mamy XXI wiek, you are looking for an emoticon, and you cannot find this,
yep.
And you feel like what? Maybe not lost, disappointed in a way?
A little bit.
Stuck in a...
The worst thing is, when you want to use the emoticon, but the person already has replied to you before you get a chance to use the emoticon.
I odpowiedział emotikonką, którą ty chciałeś użyć. With an emoticon you wanted to use.
Yeah.
And he or she uses.
Yeah. problem. But like I said earlier, I do have a friend at the moment. We met up, we was talking. Then all of a sudden, I'm saying something a little bit stupid, as I normally do. This is me. It's quite normal. I'm saying something stupid. And she turns around and says, oh, slap in the face emoticon. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? She's like, slap in the face emoticon. She's like, well, you know, like people used to say,
to jest bardzo
lol.
Wyraźny, to jest bardzo wyraźny znak dla ciebie.
People used to say lol out loud, and now she's basically saying the emoticons out loud. And I'm like, please, don't. Not
don't.
In public. Not
just,
with me.
Just don't. Exactly.
She's like, but all the kids are saying this. I'm like, but you're not a kid. You know, and if my kid was saying this, I would also tell him not to do it.
Can you imagine, like, people acting in reality as emoticons?
Yeah.
Wyobrażacie sobie, gdyby właśnie reakcja na... Widzisz się z kimś w realu tak zwanym, twarzą w twarz, i nagle reagujesz emoticoną, yeah. Czyli robisz taką śmieszną minę.
Do you know what? They did a video about this. There is a YouTube video on this where people are emoticons. They have emoticon heads. I will find this right now and I will upload it to our Facebook so you can check it out, because this is, yeah, quite funny. How easy would life be if you could see exactly their emotions on their face? Because especially, no offense, women, you like to hide your emotions. You know, us men are like, oh, what's wrong?
My lubimy nothing. Chować emocje. Człowieku, to w was trudno zrozumieć. U nas to jak na dłoni.
No, men are very simple, but women, it's like, what's wrong? Nothing. No,
ale to
I'm
prawda.
Like, I can see on your face that there's something wrong.
Co się stało? Nic. No ale przecież widzę, że coś się stało. Just nothing! Nic się nie stało!
603-06-06-06. What's your favorite emoticon? Do you use them? Could you live without them? That is the question.
A może byście stworzyli emotikonkę dla Good Morning Gdańsk?
Do you know what that would be?
To byłby smash hit.
I think so. What would it look like though? That's the question.
No to jest pytanie for our listeners.
Oh, okay.
Use your creativity.
If there is an IT guy out there, a graphic designer, who could do this, I think we are willing to pay for this. I'm willing to pay to get a Good Morning Gdańsk emoticon.
Krzysztof się deklaruje.
That's amazing.
Oddaje swoje honorarium.
603-06-06-06. Good morning, Gdańsk. It's 11:31, and here's What's On with Martin Caron.
Radio Gdańsk, English Service.
Good morning. Here's some highlights of what's going on today and tomorrow in the Tri-City. This evening, the Baltic Philharmonic Orchestra will be playing a concert of Polish film music at the Baltic Philharmonic Orchestra Centre on the Owowianka Island in the heart of the Old Town. Conducted by Piotr Sulkowski, the programme includes music from The Pianist, as well as other more light-hearted hits such as Sex Misja. Tickets can be bought on the website and cost between 20 and 85 zloty. The popular night spot Miasto Aniołów Club and Restaurant in the Old Town is hosting its usual Friday night Hot This Up event. Doors open at 9 p.m. this evening, and the evening promises to be full of atmosphere with old school music from the 70s, 80s and 90s, as well as the usual club rhythms and latest tracks played by resident DJ Funk D. With bar promotions and free entry before 11 p.m, it promises to be a hectic night. Now, would you like to know what prayers in a synagogue look like? Or perhaps you would like to meet followers of the smallest religious communities in Poland? then you'll be interested in this weekend's Night of the Temples event, which is taking place in 6 Polish cities and involving over 50 unusual buildings and places of worship. The programme will include concerts, presentations, film screenings and many other attractions. In Gdańsk, you will be able to visit and discover more about a number of religious representations in the city, including the Greek Orthodox Church, Greek Catholic Church, a synagogue, the Mormons, Seventh-day Adventists and the Baptist Church. Full details of these events and more on the Radio Gdańsk website.
Good morning, Gdańsk!
Muza muzą, a w pokoju sam. Moim kumplem nieustanny stres. Na odbite palmy przyszedł czas. Mam sodowej wody pełny zlew. Nie robię zdjęcia, nie podpiszę tobie płyt. Nie mogę zmieścić historii waszych żyć. Gdy pojadę windą, będę śledził ślady stóp. Słowem uznania wytrę lewy kącik ust. Skrzynka pełna, nie wysyłaj nic. Powoli tracę głos. Jeszcze kilka przyjemnych płyt. Wyjadę w końcu stąd. Staję się potworem, bo wtedy czuję, że choć jestem. Stawiam krok w kraju nad Wisłą. Każdy mówi mi na ty, a moje nazwisko to czytany głos, to szyld. Skrzynka pełna, nie wysyłaj nic. Powoli tracę głos. Jeszcze kilka przyjemnych płyt. Wyjadę w końcu stąd.
Trofea, najnowszy singiel. No i Krzysiu, kto to był?
Very good question.
Dawid, to już wiesz.
Dawid, I got the first name. Dawid is okay, but the surname? Podsiadło.
Brawo!
Yeah, there you go.
Wygrałeś milion.
This is not so difficult to pronounce Polish words. Now, we emoticons, people, emoticons. We just got an SMS in. With a screenshot, in fact, showing us the most frequently used emoticons of one person's phone. What do we have? We have a swimmer, a football, a kiss, a grin, a crazy face, but I just want to skip along a little bit to the dollar sign. The dollar sign face. It looks like we may have the potential makings of a millionaire.
No proszę, yeah. Proszę. Who knows? Dziękujemy słuchaczu za to, że dzieliście z nami aż tak intymnymi sprawami.
Now, emoticons, can we live without them? It's...
dzisiejszych czasach chyba nie, aczkolwiek Małgorzata has a fantastic point, mianowicie wśród wszystkich istniejących emotikonek brakuje tej najbardziej kobiecej, the most female one is not there, which means guess.
The most female emoticon?
There is a lack of this emoticon, okay. Nie? A po polsku to będzie emotikonka pod tytułem domyśl się.
So guess
what I mean.
Okay. I have an idea. I don't know if I should declare this on air though.
Może lepiej nie.
Is this about some kind of
Nie, to nie.
Okay. I have no idea. A woman's emoticon? No idea.
603060606. Proszę bardzo, Wanda zauważa, że jednak posługuje się emotikonami, by oddać emocje i uważa, że jest to bardzo szybki sposób, chociaż ktoś z mojej rodziny stwierdził, że to obciach, ale ja tak nie uważam. No właśnie, czy emotikona zdecydowanie to jest sprawa szybkości? It's a very fast way to communicate. Bo gdybyś chciał wyrazić, try to express your emotion when it comes with an emoticon, like crying with tears.
Yep.
Ile trzeba by było użyć słów? Zalewam się łzami ze śmiechu, niesamowicie śmieszne, turlam się pod stołem, nie mogę przestać się śmiać. A tu masz jedną emotikonkę, która obrazuje właściwie wszystkie te twoje uczucia.
True. And I think many of us have been in a situation where somebody has sent us or you've sent them a text message and you've used no emoticon. And then they come back to you, is everything okay? You know, because the problem is with text messages, we never know what the person looks like. We read so much from the person's body language, emotions when they speak to us, that over a text message, this is just untranslatable, let's say. And we use emojis to put this message across to say exactly what we're thinking right now. If we're smiling, laughing, crying, who knows?
Once I read the story about a couple, and actually the guy broke up with the girl because when she was texting him, she didn't use the emoticon, so he didn't know what she means.
Yeah. But I do find many couples these days do use a lot of emoticons back and forth. Now, I am not the kind of man that would use emoticons back and forth with a girlfriend, for example, because I'm just like, come on, you should know how I think by now, and
Krzysztof się nagrywa, always voice message, and you can hear his fantastic
exactly.
voice.
You know what, voice message is the way forward in life. Do not listen to your own voice message again, though, because you're listening to yourself and you think, what an idiot, I sound so silly right now. But voice message is so easy, really, it's so easy. But emoticons, we do still need them.
Pamiętajcie, że są też jest coś takiego jak stickers, you know?
Yes.
To stickers. Jest jeszcze, można powiedzieć, rozwinięta forma emoticon.
GIFs are the way forward.
A GIFy to już
love
zupełnie
a good
inna
GIF.
Historia.
We do have two tickets to Airborne happening Tuesday,
tak.
7 p.m.
Pamiętajcie
you
o tym.
Only have a little while longer, just over 30 minutes to win these. So send us in a text message, 603-060606. Are emoticons useful for you? Maybe send us a little story. Maybe you've got a story behind an emoticon that maybe you sent your wife, your girlfriend, your husband. Who knows? Your children. Who knows? Let us know.
Grandma.
603.
Grandpa.
If you have a grandma using emoticons, I am going to be impressed.
603-060606, a potem babcie możecie zabrać na Airborne.
She'd love that.
Super girl. what can go wrong? And then she laughed, the night turned into the day, pushing her feet further along. And then she'd say, it's okay, I got love on the way, but I'm a super girl.
Pierwszą emotkę zrobił przecież Forrest Gump, odciskając swoją brudną buzię na koszulce, ale nie mówcie tego głośno, bo Chris uwierzy.
You always pick on me, I don't get this. Magda, I think yes, unfortunately we are coming back to the era of splintered stone and expressing ourselves through pictures. This is true, yeah, we express ourselves through emoticons all of the time. However, she gets a little bit annoyed when, of course, somebody just sends her a smiley face. It's a difficult one. It is a difficult one. You know when you send, for example, a question and somebody comes back with a thumbs up? I do this very often because it saves a lot of time.
Ja też niestety to robię, ale ja nienawidzę, gdy ktoś wysyła mi ten kciuk w górę.
But it just saves so much time and it's like, okay, good, go for it. You know, we don't need to give any more feedback.
Ale trudno się wyzbyć pewnych nawyków i to jest najgorsze. Nawet ma się nawyki, jeśli chodzi o emotikony. Natomiast Magda jeszcze mówi, że jeżeli emotikon jest dodatkiem do tekstu, to w porządku, ale jeżeli właśnie ma wzmacniać, wyraźne emocje, to dobrze, ale jeżeli zastępuje całą wypowiedź, to już nie, to już się nie podoba naszej słuchaczce. Natomiast Emilia co jeszcze mówi? Że pierwszy służbowy cegłofon męża pojawił się w 95 roku, ale pisząc listy do siostry w Stanach, często używam małych naklejek moich dzieci po to, żeby w skrócie wyrazić lub opisać coś. To były tak jakby emotikony, a listy przez to wesołe i kolorowo. Ale Emilio, ty pisałaś list, tak jak Krzysztof zakupił pen i zakupił piece of paper i teraz będzie wszystko analogowo. Tak samo ty, wiesz, pisanie listów to też jest sztuka. To już w dzisiejszych czasach tak rzadko się zdarza. Mam nadzieję, że kultywujesz tę
Martin
tradycję.
Also believes that we can't express our feelings through words. However, Martin, I'm going to read your text message right now and you tell me if this is not emotional. Ready? It is impossible to convey real, honest emotions with the help of pictures. You need physical contact, closeness of voice, not words.
No i czyż Martin nie ma racji? Bliskość,
there you go.
Dotyk.
It depends how you read it, Martin.
To jest ten kontakt, a nie emotikonka. Roześmiana do łez emotikonka i co? Sprawa za
$1 million idea right now. Just came to my mind. Okay, so what about if everybody could have their own voice? Okay, so everybody in your address book...
Voice
on your...
jest niepowtarzalną cechą człowieka.
Everybody in your address book, yeah, they have their own voice. So, for example, myself, I have to record maybe so many words on my phone, and then anybody who adds me on their address book on their phone, I can read out the text message through your phone to you, okay, automatically, so that you have my own voice reading out the text message to you.
powinnam odpowiedzieć, że tak, this is a brilliant idea.
Seriously?
Ale tak naprawdę, czy chciałabym ciebie słyszeć non-stop?
You know, for example...
Would I like to hear you all the time?
Yeah, but you know, for example, when your mum texts you, it'll be your mum's voice reading out the text message to you.
And can you imagine... Yeah, but pamiętaj, że text message you can read everywhere, tak? Czasami nawet podczas spotkania służbowego gdzieś tam spod stołu wyjmujesz i sobie SMS-ujesz, tak? A tutaj nagle mama ci się włącza albo babcia. Wnusiu, obiadek ci dzisiaj przygotowałam.
Seriously, no, I think million dollar idea. You watch. 5 years, Apple will have picked up this idea and they will be using it. I guarantee it. Absolutely guarantee
to
it.
To ja jakiś procent dla mnie, 10% for me. Bo this, ja
supportuję twoją
ideę.
This is recorded, everybody knows about it, so yeah. Now, a little bit earlier, we were talking about the bucket list, yes? About the situation of writing everything down in your life. Creating a bucket list. Maybe there's some people who have created a bucket list. I guarantee there are plenty of people out there who haven't.
Bucket list, czyli taka lista rzeczy, które jeszcze musisz zrobić, nim pożegnasz się z tym przepięknym światem.
Exactly. A bucket list sounds so much better than a list to do before you die.
Yeah,
it really much nicer. But yes, of course, a bucket list. I think this is important in life. It gives your life some ambition, some goal, some kind of creativity. Now, on the bucket list was the case of many people wanted to go to, for example, the airport and be upgraded on their flights, yes, to first class. You know, get to the airport, economy class is sold out, be upgraded to first class. However, it rarely happens. And, yeah, pretty much now we have another situation. How to be upgraded, how to get your hotel room upgraded? That is the question we will find out very soon.
Ciekawa sprawa, 37 lat temu po raz pierwszy zetknęliśmy się z emot ikoną i co się okazuje, w 2015 roku ta roześmiana do łez buźka, czyli chyba taka jedna z najprzyjemniejszych emot ikon, a jednocześnie z najpopularniejszych, według Oxford Dictionary stała się słowem roku. słowem roku, yeah? The word of the year.
Okay.
Emoticon stał się słowem roku. Właśnie ta roześmiana do łezbuśka. To jest znak naszych czasów, yes. This is, you know, the sign of our times.
And this went into the dictionary, yes?
Yes, it was like, yeah, created that year. Tak.
Just goes to show how...
Także niebawem wypracowania w szkole będą pisane na komputerze i nie za pomocą słów, a za pomocą emotikonów.
And this is exactly it. With the language all over the world, the language is constantly developing and changing and possibly getting worse in some situations, but it's always changing. Now, very quickly, bucket list situation. I'm going to get this off my chest because I need to tell you. When you go to the airport, you always want to be upgraded into first class, yes? It rarely happens because... It just doesn't happen so much anymore.
No tak, no ale jeżeli kupujesz bilet w zwykłej klasie ekonomicznej, no to z czegoż możesz oczekiwać, tak? Po prostu to by było jak gwiazdka z nieba ci spadnie, że nagle masz jednak w biznesowej. No ale dobrze.
So, a better option is actually with your hotel room. Yes, it's much easier to be upgraded with your hotel room. So most adults book a standard room, yeah, it's much cheaper, for example. However, being upgraded to, for example, the business class room or the more luxurious room, it is a possibility, and it's more possible than on the plane. All you have to do, one simple
step... It's lie.
No, you don't have to lie. You turn up late for check-in. Yeah, so do not turn up early for check-in, because, for example, once you turn up late for check-in, most of the time, all the standard rooms may have sold out by that time. Then the receptionist will know what rooms are available, and you have a higher possibility of being upgraded. So don't be so eager to check in. That is what I'm trying to say. Leave it to the last minute.
Aren't you afraid that all the hotels now, you know, calling you?
Do you know what? This was top tips from actual a hotel agency. So it's possible. Definitely it's possible.
Niech tak będzie, niech tak będzie.
Kto wygra, you don't have to thank me. It's
kto wygra bilety na koncert Airborne w gdyńskim klubie Ucho? Przekonamy się po 12, ponieważ po 12 jeszcze jesteśmy oczywiście na DAB+.
Indeed.
Czy waham powiedzieć plus czy plus?
Plus. No, plus. Sorry, I'm getting carried away with the Polish.
No właśnie.
Not plus, plus.
Jeżeli powiedziała plus, to musiałam powiedzieć DAB+. Plus.
DAB.
A no, tak DAB+. Plus.
Just DAB. English, just DAB, we don't have plus. Yeah, there you go.